第12項
Any discussion of manipulated photography must begin with a recognition that photography itself is an inherent manipulation. A manipulation of light, a process with many steps and stages, all subject to the biases and interpretations of the photographer, printer, editor, or viewer. Photography is not absolute reality.It is not unqualified truth. It is not purely objective. It was never any of those things, and it has been subject to distortion since its creation. Indeed, many of its earliest practitioners were more concerned with concocting fantasy than documenting reality. They were artists, not journalists. Still, throughout the century and a half of its existence, one branch of photography,The sometimes loosely defined photojournalism has acquired a special standing in the public mind, a confidence that a photo can reflect reality in a uniquely compelling and credible way. Indeed, public faith in the veracity of photography is almost as old as photography itself. In The Origins of Photojournalism in America,Michael Karlbach explains that even in the days when photographs were typically transferred to woodcuts or steel engravings prior to printing, viewers recognized their biases in photographic processes and regarded them as reliable depictions of actual events. But why? Why has photography seemed so inherently realistic for so long?Much of the faith in mass media imagery comes from average citizens' everyday experiences with personal photography. We point our cameras at our families, friends, and vacation sites, and view the prints as legitimate documents that capture the events and scenes in meaningful ways. Countless millions of us collect our photos in albums and pass them on to future generations.Not only for entertainment or curiosity value, but as evidence, proof of the way we once looked and the way the world once worked. As Dartmouth College professor Marianne Hirsch has said, people say if there was a fire, the first thing they would save is their photo albums. We almost fear we'll lose our memories if we lose our albums. Arguments that photography is or is not real,seem to take for granted the idea that reality itself is purely objective. On the other hand, a more sensible argument recognizes photography's inherent subjectivity as well as its undeniable potential for authenticity. As Richard Lacayo wrote in the June 8, 1998 issue of Time,Of the pleasures cameras give us, the transfiguration of plain reality is the most indispensable. It implies that the world is more than it seems, which, after all, it may well be. It's a paradox too lovely to ignore and too profound to solve. Because photography has never been entirely unbiased, some critics may dismiss its objective qualities altogether.But despite its subjective aspects and its history of occasional manipulation, most people have considered misleading or distorted photos to be the exceptions, as evidenced by their use of common qualifiers such as special effects, staged, doctored, or trick photography. Readers already know, for example, that photographers or their subjects are capable of deception, that reality is not literally black and white.And that a whole world exists outside the frame of a photograph. But none of these facts have interfered with average readers' basic faith in, say, a black and white photo's ability to reflect aspects of the real world in revealing ways. After all, photo truth is not based on a reader's belief that photography is reality. Rather, a photograph can be true in the way a sentence can be true.Viewers will believe in its truth as long as they believe it corresponds in a meaningful way to reality.